Welcome. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Adelson speaking. This is the meeting of the National Finance Committee, Pacifica National Finance Committee, and in the absence of our prior chair who's resigned, Mike Martin, and our last chair pro tem, Mark Roberts, who isn't yet on the call, I've agreed to start the meeting off. Casey, you're the secretary. Could you call the roll, please?
Adelson.
Here.
McFaul is here. Heffley.
Present.
Bediako.
Here.
Pattersall.
Here.
Williams.
Present.
Wyman.
Present.
Martin's not here. Roberts. Absent. Jane is absent. And
excuse.
Hicks.
Oh, we have to, sorry.
Oh, Jane's excused, I'm sorry. And Hicks?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay.
Teresa Allen is, I guess,
hi,
been called.
It's me.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Teresa, I'm sorry, I was cut off.
Teresa has been, was the only candidate put forth by the board for the position of PNB rep from Houston, replacing Mike Martin. That was done as an item at the end of the last PNB meeting. So I'd like to propose the following agenda: the election of the chair pro tem, approval of the agenda, election of a chair pro tem, the approval of minutes, and Casey, if you could let us know which minutes and have ready which minutes we'll be approving, issues related to the preparation of 06 budgets and the setting of the next meeting. Is there any objection to that as an agenda?
That's fine. Can I just ask when we can get stuff on for the next agenda on the agenda? Do we just send it to the secretary or what?
That's a good question. I think that whoever's the chair pro tem can assemble those.
Okay.
Requests, we'll have enough things to do. Is that acceptable to people as an agenda?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Okay. So the first item would be electing a chair pro tem.
I nominate Dave.
Acclamation.
Is there any objection to my doing it? And I'm hoping that this will just be for the week. Okay, hearing no objection, we'll go ahead with it then. The next item is minutes. Casey, can you tell us what minutes we'll be approving?
Well, I can't tell you the dates because I'm on the 10 freeway, but I know that the last meeting were the minutes that Marnie sent around, and then there are meetings for three previous meetings to that were all uploaded to the group list. So there are four sets of minutes that need to be approved, and everybody should have copies of all of them.
Okay. Marnie, did you post the, when you sent it around to the committee, were you also able to post it to the file section?
I'm sorry, I did not.
The group? Okay, let me go.
But they were in an attachment. I think everybody got it.
I have them up right now. If anyone needs me, send them around.
If you could do that, that would be wonderful.
Can you send them to me, Patty? This is Teresa.
Okie dokie.
Okay, the minutes that are on the website that I see are the minutes for January 11th, for February 18th, for March 4th. That's what I see in the file on minutes.
There should be the April and May minutes also.
Okay, here.
I'm sorry, I'm not at the computer. I left an hour and a half ago, but...
It's all right. Let me try and find that.
I'm also on the road. This is Teresa, so I don't have anything in front of me.
I'm concerned, given this, that it may not be appropriate to approve these minutes. And although I know we wanted to dispense with this next week, given that we don't even have the specific.
Well, I'd like to move that we postpone approval of the minutes till next week.
This is Teresa. May I ask a question?
Is there a second to
second.
Go ahead, Teresa.
why would we postpone? I mean, it's not because of me. I mean, I wasn't at those meetings, so it doesn't make any difference to me whether I would approve them. But if everybody's seen them, why not approve them?
It's mainly because we...
I can't give you the exact dates of them from
right.
the top of my head, and everybody isn't able to tell if they've read them all or not.
And I am looking at the files section of those minutes. Did you send them in an email form, or did you post them as files?
I uploaded them as files.
I'm seeing agenda, but I'm not seeing minutes.
Okay.
I don't see any minutes after March 4th. End of minutes, or in the main section. I just don't see them. So is there any objection to postponing till the next meeting?
Nope.
Would you like Marnie to move approval of the minutes that you circulated? Because I know that we all have that and we have the dates on that.
Could we get at least that one out of the way? May I move that we approve the May 10 minutes? They were very, very brief. We took no actual action.
So would you accept modifying your motion, Casey, to
sure, of course.
Postponing other minutes rather than the last one?
Absolutely.
And is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none, then is there a second to the motion? Can you read it again?
Second.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
A second by, that sounded like Sandy?
It was.
Okay. So this is the meeting for May 10th, 05. Thank you for sending them, Patty. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there's a motion to approve. Is there any discussion or objection? The content of the minutes says that no resolutions were brought forward or voted on. So, and then it has a list of items postponed. So hearing no objection, the minutes from May 10th circulated by Marnie are approved. The next item is, hold on, let me get back there. Before we go there, I'd like to take a point of personal privilege, which is that on the last meeting I reacted rather angrily, having misunderstood something I think that Lonnie was saying. Specifically, I thought he was suggesting that the LSB had a specific candidate that they wanted to hire for a job, and I'd just like to offer my apologies for my response to you, Lonnie. Okay, the next thing is the preparation of budgets. Budget for 06 are going through their initial preparation for presentation to the board. Lonnie, did you want to talk about that briefly?
What we're looking for is not the finished, but we are looking for budget priorities that as identified as those items in there, and new items.
Lonnie, you're cutting in and out. I'm only hearing like a third of your sentence.
Yeah, I hear, sounds like, that's better. The idea would be that between now and next week's meeting, each station would give just the large priority items they see as being important in the FY06 budget. And the second point would be any unfunded critical items they believe need to be addressed, but they can't identify funds.
You just cut out on us again.
It sounds like static going through. But somebody can restate it if I'm breaking up.
Well, I think what I'm hearing you say is that basically we would ask each of the stations, I suppose, treasurers, to compile a list of budget priorities, both those for which it appears there is revenue and those for which there's a need but there's not currently an identified source of revenue. So we present them on the call next week and review what's going on at each station. Is that correct? Technology.
Huh.
Lonnie?
Could you hear me, Dave?
Nope, we didn't hear you.
That's it, yes.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments on that, on that procedure, or any questions about what they would need to do to get material here for next week, or what's being asked?
This is Casey. I guess I have a question in that, are you just asking what the LSB's priorities are, or I mean, are you asking, and in what form do you want that? In a written narrative, or do you want numbers attached to it?
Well, it's sort of a new way of doing it, so it's a little bit free form. But I would imagine that the treasurers talk to their finance committee, look at what are new budgeted items are critical for next year. That would include things like capital, any new expenses like union contracts that may be in fact part of the new budget, any new expenses around, say, equipment, transmitters, all items that would be critical to the running of the station. And some of those monies would be identified as part of the budget, but some of them would not. That is, folks would say, well, I have a transmitter issue and I need to rehab my building, but I don't as yet have identified. I haven't been able to identify the cost. It would be $150,000, I know, in the case of KPFA, maybe more. And then we here in finance would have a sense of what the challenges are for each station. Just preliminary, nothing written in stone. Just what they're struggling with as they try to finish the budget. Those budgets are not due, actually, until the end of August. So we have time. We're just trying to get a sense to the board of what current process is and what stations are struggling with. And the reason that would be good for me is we're looking, you know, at ways to other sources of funding. To do that, we just need to know what the challenges are.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah,
this
go ahead, Teresa.
Are we saying that you want this report by next week?
Yeah, just a paragraph or two on.
Okay, but is this something that the finance chair is to come up with, and he has to consult with the LSB? Because if you give it such a short deadline and he doesn't have time, or she does not have time to consult with the LSB, then there's hard feelings, and some people may feel that this person is doing it on their own with no input.
If I may, I think the way to do it is for the treasurer to contact the finance committee and send around a draft statement and request input, and then mail to this committee that statement once it's gone through the finance committee and CC it to their LSB indicating that this is a draft statement, this is our best estimate of the issues that have been discussed to date. And this is a preliminary report to structure a conversation, and we'll be taking further input.
That's a very good idea. Maybe in the future we can have a little bit more, you know, time on something like that.
You're new to it, but we actually had talked in prior meetings about the finance committee's meeting and the LSB's trying to begin getting some input. So we've known about it for at least a month now.
Teresa,
thank you for your time. That's fine. Can I get on the stack, too, please?
Yeah,
Sandy and then Baruti.
Thank you. In response to Teresa, I've asked the chairs of our committees to, for the last few months, to forward anything they need or want in terms of budget issues or money. I asked for that back in, February or so. I haven't received a darn thing yet.
Well, that's fine.
I'll send around a memo. We'll talk offline. Thanks.
Baruti?
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to make sure that it's okay with Lonnie, because I know Indra has put together a first draft for our station, but she didn't want to share it with anyone until she got Lonnie's input, you know, for fear of, you know, having something out there that wasn't, you know, basically sanctioned, at least in a preliminary kind of way.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Well, Lauren, I'm sorry, who was that that spoke before Baruti?
That was Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm concerned that, is it okay for us to see what Indra has done so far? And I don't know how large your finance committees are at some of the other stations, but my committee's kind of large, so I'm a little...
Yeah, it's hard to get them together here.
Yeah. No, we have a meeting scheduled for Wednesday, but I'm just concerned that this is kind of I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Are you feeling, Baruti, that it'll be better to have it just be preliminary with Indra's plan first?
I'm going to share it. I mean, if you give the okay, I'm going to share what Indra has done with the committee, but I don't know how quickly, if I share it on Wednesday, I don't know how quickly I'm going to get feedback from them and, you know, and be able to kind of pull all that together and get it to you / the committee by Friday. So fortunately, I have a meeting scheduled so I can apprise them of what Indra has done, you know, on Wednesday. So I'm sure they'll appreciate that. But to get a lot of input from them, and then, you know, on the other hand, I don't want them to say that I'm setting the priorities.
Yeah, I understand. I tell you what, why don't we talk offline?
Okay.
About the best way to go, having a look at Indra's plan and see where we go from there.
Okay.
And I think it should be emphasized to people that just this is the very, as Lion said, this is a new thing we're doing, and it's a good thing we're doing given, you know, trying to integrate input at the earliest stages, and just indicate that this is the first reading of these things. We're going to be considering what's there, and that this is it's an ongoing process. So, you know, people need not feel that just because something got said or didn't get said at this stage, it has priority over anything that might come later. Is there any other discussion on this?
Okay. Timetable, Dave?
I think it's important that we get this stuff emailed to us before close of business Thursday, so everybody at least has a day. We'll be able to look at those documents and think about them beforehand. Is that possible for people?
Sure.
Okay. I'll try.
Is that okay, Broody?
Yeah, I'm trying my best.
Marnie, is that okay with you? Because we're basically putting it on your shoulders.
Best.
Sandy?
Yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah.
Okay. And will you be sure, Casey, to mail that out to people immediately so Jane's aware that we're asking for that?
Yes, I sure will.
Thank you. Okay. We'd like to discuss the budget numbers that we got, but because because we don't have Washington on the line, and B, because they were slightly delayed, and at least some of us didn't have time to look at them in detail, we've talked about postponing till next week and setting another meeting for this time next week. Before we do that, is there any other new business?
I do have, this is Teresa, I have a couple questions.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was talking to someone who said that we still owed $100,000 to Fulbright and Jaworski. Is that true?
Well, before I find out if it's true, I guess I have an issue of whether or not that's a matter for executive session.
I'd like not to comment if I could.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sometime I would like to ask that question.
Well, if you'd like, we could schedule in next week's meeting an executive session so that we can address any legal issues.
Okay.
Can you put that in the proposed agenda for... Casey, would you be willing to email me a note to that effect, or put that in the announcement? Actually, put that in the announcement of meeting.
Okay.
That there will be an executive session at the end.
One other question I have, does the finance committee need to reassess the money to budget for the new ED salary? Do we need to do that now to coincide with, with how we write up the responsibilities of that position?
Swami, do you want to comment?
And me?
You're breaking up.
Well, you know, the board has to set a salary for the ED position and the interim, for that matter. And then there would be a part, maybe a piece that would be impacted in the FY05 budget as well. So when those numbers become known, I would, cost them out, and we would discuss in finance.
Okay. Does anyone need to take some initiative on this issue? Someone specifically start the ball rolling, or no?
I think the board does.
Board does.
Okay. So any one person on the board need to handle that or start it?
Well, the board will have to agree on salary, agree on a job description, and as soon as that's done, it may be done in June. It may be done later on this month. Who knows? And then it would be budgetized, and it would, by in that case, bypass finance.
And also, you should
okay.
know that the board did ask for a preliminary cost analysis of items associated with the transition, which Lonnie provided to the board already.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anything else?
Would this be to discuss or to put on the agenda for next week, or
yes.
a small question, or should we just wait till the next week?
Yeah, we should. Maybe, well, I mean, if you want to raise it, I just want to point out that in the minutes that Marnie had sent around, we had a number of issues that were being deferred. So when we add the preparation of budgets and the review of the numbers, we're going to have a very, very big agenda. But if there's something crucial, this is the time to raise it, I think.
Okay, well, I'd like to put on the budget that WBAI's this fundraiser's downfall, which has only raised about 64% of its goal with 1 week extension of 24 days. So I think we have to actually try to find out there was a contingency budget, if Lonnie actually made that, if we have anything like that. And I would also like to discuss a few of my findings from this director's inspection, which had some financial impacts and questions.
Are those things that would be done in executive session as well?
No, they're not executive session.
Okay.
I wouldn't think. There might be one thing that might be, but one thing is not. It's public.
Okay. Did you get that, Stacey?
Yeah, I've got a list.
Okay.
This is Teresa. I have two more questions.
Go ahead.
Number one, did we spend $1,800 to have the minutes of the January meeting transcribed?
Question four, yes.
Okay. Has anyone seen those minutes?
Who has them? I think they've been transcribed. Let me check where they are. I don't know who actually got them. I think William had them.
I've asked William for them. I would like them sent out to the PNB so I can at least read the minutes of that meeting, because I think even this committee is spinning their wheels, because we're thinking certain things were requested of us at that meeting that were not.
Okay, I'll put it on my list, Teresa. I'll take it.
All right. The other question is, I asked at one time for the figures of how much the last 6 or 8 PNB meetings cost. I have not seen that. Has that been sent out?
Well, I don't remember that request, but, you know, in the budget figures, each in the month where the PNB meetings take place, there is a figure of the cost.
Does that include transportation
yeah.
for all of the PNB people and the staff and the hotel and the meeting rooms? Is it all in one place?
Yes, it is. It's in the budget reports that we do.
Okay.
At that budget report, you'll have national board expenses. Then it's broken down to travel and conferences and hotel. And then to find out costs are for staff going to those meetings, it's usually in the local staff budgets that where the stations pay for their staff. Yeah, last you'll see in April that the New York cost us
$54,000. How much did you say, Lonnie?
$54,000 plus.
Oh, good. That's less than we were told, at least.
Well, no, that's partial. The rest of it would be in the individual station budget, what their people cost to send there.
Can you say that again, please?
Well, the New York meeting, which is always our most expensive meeting, you'll see the figure $54,000 in the financials, which reflects national board meeting cost for that meeting in New York.
And you're saying that figure of $54,000 is only for transportation of the PNB people? It does not include transportation of staff?
I'm saying it's just, yes. I'm saying the staff costs to go to the PNB meeting are budgeted separately by each station. And that line item is called National Board Travel or National Board Expenses, and you'll see it in each station where they pay for their GM or whatever to go.
Mm.
If there's going to be further discussion of content issues, I think we should.
Yeah, I think so.
Do it. We agreed that we would, you know, hear. We would go to scheduling the next meeting. I just wanted to know if there were items that people wanted raised.
Okay. Well, I would like to actually sit down and look at the budgets and have this explained to me sometime, because I don't see how anyone can take control of that
unless we really understand it. And I don't understand it even from how Lonnie's explaining it.
Okay, so could you mark down Marin, Casey?
I got it.
Good.
Yeah, all right. Does that mean that it's going to come up the next meeting, or?
Yes.
We'll put it on the
maybe we can even schedule some time at the PNB meeting.
Well, one of the things that might be useful to do next week might be to form a working group to deal with it. That's been an effective way we've used to break
Thank
issues
you.
Out of this call that are still relevant but can't really be done.
Always give me a call if you want background detail on it.
Okay.
Is there anything else that people want to have addressed in next week's agenda? Okay, hearing none, then so the proposal for next week was, the proposal for the next meeting was next Friday, which is the, does anybody have the today's date, the 3rd,
tenth.
The 9th?
Tenth.
The 10th at the same time. So that would be 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Is there any objection to doing it at that time? Okay, hearing none, then our next meeting will be then. Casey, can you send out the announcement of the meeting?
I'll do
so
that
we have
today.
A one-week notice?
Got it.
All right, thanks, everybody. It's been
Could
nice.
Could I just mention one thing?
Thank
just Marnie.
Thank you, Dave.
Go ahead, Marnie. Wait.
I just found the minutes that Casey had filed. They're in a folder under files called Minutes National Finance Committee.
What a
and
silly
I
place
have...
for minutes.
No, I was there, and all I see is...
See, there's a folder in the file section.
What I'll do
yeah,
when I get
I mean,
to the computer
folder.
Is I'll resend them to everyone so that we can do them next week. I'll make sure everybody's got them again.
And FYI, I have uploaded the 5-10 minutes and said that they've been approved on 6-2, and they are now also in that same folder.
Yeah, I'm seeing them, but I don't see these other minutes. But anyhow, we can deal with that offline via email. Someone can just send me a link. Okay?
Motion.
All right, motion to adjourn?
Yes. I did. I moved.
Any objection? We'll see you all next week.